Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham podcast. You can follow me on Rumble by typing in Mark Parham. Also, you can follow me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham podcast. I've been seeing a lot of Twitter posts by Laura Loomer. She's popular online. She's a huge Trump supporter, and I think some of her reports and stuff on what's going on at the border and what's going on in Central America are phenomenal. I mean, she's been putting out a lot of content on Twitter, now it's X. I think she's been doing a great job. And so I have a question. Should Donald Trump give her a role in the Trump administration, like, you know, make her press secretary? Should Donald Trump actually give her a role within the Trump administration? And in my opinion, I think it would be a smart move. And the reason why I say that is because she's somebody where she knows the internet as far as, you know, she's a person that knows how to get her message out. She's very, popular, you know, with Republicans in the, you know, in the media. And then on top of that, she's just somebody who she's like an attack dog. I mean, one thing I'll say about her is she stands up for herself, and she's not afraid to take on the liberals. And I think I remember back in the days when I saw a clip of her. I think she saw a clip of her. I think she handcuffed herself to the one of the Twitter headquarters or something like that. And she's somebody that Donald Trump should give her a position doing something in that administration. I mean, I know everybody's been talking about, oh, we'll make Vivek vice president or bring on Tim Scott and all these people. But as far as somebody that could, somebody that knows social media, somebody that would inspire a lot of other young people to, you know, follow behind whatever the Republicans are trying to do, they need to really consider bringing her on board. And she's been, you know, posting up a lot of posts about Donald Trump. She's a huge supporter of Donald Trump, and she's not one of these folks that sort of wishy-washy. Sometimes, I mean, online I've seen a lot of Republicans, they were supporting Ron DeSantis, and then all of a sudden when Ron DeSantis faded away, then it's just like, oh, well, let's join Trump. I mean, she's been a Trump supporter basically since day one. And, I think she'd be very good, you know, doing something with social media or something with the press. And I think she would do an amazing job. And then speaking of, Donald Trump, right now, Donald Trump is at the border, and he's talking about the University of Georgia student and that whole situation. And it's amazing because, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, if it's somebody, you know, a black person that dies or somebody that fits the media narrative, they're on the scene. And okay, that's good. But when you have this white girl from Georgia, Democrats are almost like afraid to say her name. And I think they don't want to say her name is because, you know, they're sort of worried about immigration and it'll make them look bad on immigration. But you know, people are waking up to the propaganda. People are seeing that, you know, with this white girl in Georgia, nobody's really saying anything. I mean, I've seen more posts on Twitter about this girl than, you know, hearing about her on the news. And I'm, like I said in another podcast I made, I'm so proud of the people in Georgia calling this mayor out. The mayor of that town, that I think it's Athens, Georgia, where the incident happened. I mean, people have been, you know, going, you know, protesting and putting up stuff on television. Well, I wouldn't say necessarily protesting, like, you know, going out in the streets and holding up signs. But when he was trying to speak, they were basically calling him liar and all this other stuff. And I'm glad they did, because, you know, to have that guy sit up there and act like, oh, well, this wasn't my fault, that's insane. And if you look at a lot of these situations with these illegal immigrants, a lot of these bad stories don't even have to happen if we would secure our border. Not saying that, you know, crime doesn't happen, but We're having people come all the way from different countries that are doing all sorts of stuff and being released. And I've never seen anything like it. And like I said, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are, I hold them responsible for a lot of this crime that's happening with these illegal immigrants. So they almost treat them with kid gloves. I mean, I think this guy, like I said, in another previous podcast, he got arrested for something in the past, and I think they let him go, or he got a ticket or a fine, something like that. But it was a slap on the wrist, and you know, look at what he did now. And so again, I'm happy that Donald Trump is campaigning. I hope he campaigns on this whole border issue. I think he'll win a lot of votes this way, and also it's a good way to keep that girl's name out in the press, out in the media. Because we can't allow, you know, people to feel unsafe taking a walk or taking a jog and stuff like that. I mean, I think that's a lot of people who are from that college. They go out there and jog and things like that. And we don't want to have a situation where illegal immigrants are changing our way of life. And, you know, it's so sad because you think about the story. The girl was, what, 22 years old, and life was, she had a whole life ahead of her, and, you know, it's, again, it's heartbreaking when you think about it. And if it were, let's just say, anybody else, if somebody fit the description, you know, as far as, you know, somebody they could use to paint a media narrative, they would be all over the story. It's amazing because, you know, we have a country where the rule of law is like, I don't even know what's happening. Seriously, it's like we're just letting people do what they want to do. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can get free housing, you can commit crime almost, you can, you know, just get a slap on the wrist if you do a crime. And we don't even treat the folks who are citizens of, you know, American citizens this way. I mean, you think about it, we're the only country where you can have food, clothing, shelter, commit a crime, and, you know, be treated with kid gloves. You go, Matt, can you imagine if this man committed this crime in China or something? He'd face capital punishment. And, yeah, it's, again, I'm rambling, but it's so sad. A lot of these situations can be prevented, but we just have bad leadership. And wasn't Kamala Harris the person who was supposed to be handling the situation at the border? You know, you don't see her doing anything. So, you know, we have to do something to at least protect American citizens. And somebody who has a whole life ahead of them, somebody who's going to college, doing the right thing, shouldn't even have to worry about, you know, somebody from a foreign country coming over here and then committing a crime like that to her. And I don't, the details of the crime, I don't even want to get into, but you know, it's horrible. It's horrible out in the day. And, you know, more of these situations are going to happen until we close the border. And I'm not saying that the border is going to prevent all crime, but again, it'll bring some of the crime down. It'll bring some of the, you know, low lives that are coming across the border, they can stay in their country. I mean, we're not getting the people crossing the border. It's not like we're getting PhD students. Like, we're getting folks where, you know, some of them are on their last leg and they're willing to do anything to survive. And so we don't want to just get any random person. It's one thing to have legal immigration. If you sit up, do what you're supposed to do, follow the laws, legal immigration, that's one thing. I can't knock somebody for trying to come here legally. But people that just think, well, I'm going to cut in line and do what I want to do. No, we can't have that in America. And some of these Hollywood celebs that are into all this, oh, well, we have to help everybody. Well, tell them to let illegal immigrants live in their mansions. You go to California and these places, they have gates and security fences and all sorts of stuff. But then go on TV and tell you that you have to be open to bringing everybody over here. It's ridiculous. People like Eric Adams in New York, how many of his rich friends will use their mansions in the Hamptons to host, families that have come here from Venezuela or Mexico, please. So, you know, they say one thing, but they do another. But it's just so sad what's happened to this this girl in Georgia. It's very, very, very sad. And it should never happen again. It shouldn't happen to anybody, especially somebody. I mean, again, it shouldn't happen to anybody. I'm not even going to go in depth, but it's just very tragic. Somebody that's trying to start out their life, somebody who's trying to do the right thing. I think she was a member of, you know, a church organization down there. And for something like this to happen, it's very heartbreaking. Okay, yeah, her name is Lakin Riley. It's very heartbreaking, especially somebody that's trying to just take a regular jog. Like, we're not talking about somebody who's, you know, out there trying to sell drugs or something like that. We're talking about a 22-year-old woman who's out there doing the right thing, just wants to take a jog, keep up, you know, keep her health up and stuff like that. And, you know, you have a guy who's just an animal, in my opinion. So, again, if you want to follow my podcast, you can follow me on Rumble. Just type in Mark Parham on Rumble. And then also, if you want to follow me on Spotify, go to Spotify and type in Mark Parham Podcast. Thank you.